Have you ever wanted to know what questions to ask that will get you dramatically better results? Welcome back to Brain Phishing. Gary Furlong here. I'm a full-time mediator and negotiator, and this is the third video in our Brain Phishing series. In video number one, How Can I Work with Difficult People?, we explained in depth how our red and blue brains work. In video number two, How Do I Make Someone Listen, Maybe Even Think?, we saw how to engage the blue brain by shifting our behavior from telling to asking questions. A quick review of what our red and blue brains do. Our red brain is there only to protect us. It identifies threats, it jumps in to defend, argue, deflect, and avoid. When the red brain is in control, there is little rational thought or problem solving. Our blue brain is the center of effective, analytical, and creative problem solving. But whenever we feel threatened, the red brain runs the show. Telling often triggers the defensive red brain. Questions engage the thinking, problem-solving blue brain. But what kind of questions make sure we're heading toward problem-solving and not arguing? The fact is, some questions can trigger people, can draw anger instead of engagement. Questions like these. Are you ever going to get that report done? Did you take out the garbage on time for a change? Can't you see that my solution is clearly better? Notice how these particular questions feel all judgy. They feel like accusations, almost like trick questions, and they quickly trigger the red brain. These questions are often called closed questions, questions that can be answered with a yes or a no. Closed questions imply there's a right and a wrong answer, and there often is. When we ask these questions, the other person feels trapped, criticized, judged quite negatively, and boom, their red brain takes over to defend, deflect, deny. Avoid closed yes-no questions as much as you can. The questions we want to start asking are called open questions. These questions open up the dialogue instead of closing it down. They typically start with words like what and how, or where, when, and why. Open questions engage the blue brain, where closed questions trigger the red brain. So why do open questions work so well? They do a few important things for us. First, they compel the other person to stop and think. Second, they draw out important information that will help you both solve the problem. And finally, open questions tend to calm everything down. There are three basic types of open question that are effective. Let's take a simple example. Your employee approaches you and says, "I'm never working with Fred again. I'll work with anyone else." Aggressive, upset, very red brain. We can shift the conversation by asking the first type of open question, one that gathers information. We could say, "Sounds like something has happened. What's the reason you don't want to work with Fred?" Let them think and answer. Then ask, "How long has this been going on?" And again, let them stop and think. Wait for their answer. These are called information gathering questions. They slow the other person down and compel them to think instead of just vent. When they answer and start to explain, their blue brain starts to get involved. They may say, "He was rude and disrespectful to me. It happened once before. I just thought he had a bad day, but it's happened again." Information is now on the table. The second type of open question is the problem-solving question. This goes deeper than just gathering information. It actually focuses the other person on solving the problem instead of just venting. Problem-solving questions direct everyone's thinking towards solutions rather than blame. In our example, after the information gathering questions, we could ask the employee something like this. "How have you let Fred know that this upsets you?" This question directs them to a possible action to fix the issue. Now, they may say, "Well, I'm not sure he'd listen to me," but they're now imagining having that conversation with Fred. Problem-solving questions use the information gathered from the first few questions and leverages it to finding a way forward. This makes the other person think about the future rather than the past. In some cases, a third type of open question is needed, the reality-changing question. This is where we actually challenge the other person directly, without triggering their red brain. Sometimes we have to help them shift what they're thinking and how they see the problem. Good questions, especially reality-changing questions, can do that. If the employee in our example is really on a tear and won't try to solve the problem, we could ask them this. So if Fred doesn't even know this is bothering you, how can he fix it? Followed by, when would be a good time for you to raise this with Fred so you can calmly explain what you need him to change? These reality-changing questions get the employee thinking directly about talking with Fred to resolve this, rather than simply venting to the manager. It has the effect of compelling the employee to at least consider a different approach to the problem. All of these open questions, information gathering, problem solving, and reality changing, calm red brains down and get all of us back into our blue brain, where we can actually do some good. There are some other simple tools that help us stay in blue brain as well. Permission questions, acknowledging statements, what-if questions, and more. To go deeper into all of the questions and strategies that will make problem solving and life in general easier, take a look at our book, Brain Fishing, a practice guide to questioning skills. Over to you. Give brain fishing a try. Challenge yourself right now. Ask open questions of any kind and watch how it shifts the communication, solves problems, and improves the relationship. And to hone these skills even sharper, take a look at video number 4, How Do I Make Brain Fishing Easy? We'll give you 5 quick, practical ways to instantly improve your people skills. You'll be surprised at how few difficult people you actually have in your life. This Brain Fishing series focuses on the skills, tools, and mindset for solving problems and building effective relationships in many different settings. Subscribe to the YouTube Brain Fishing channel to see all the videos. If you'd like to learn more about how Brain Fishing can help you or your organization, visit us at brainfishing.ca for more. Much more. Happy Brain Fishing.